standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Can you hear? Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, October the 31st, a day you can tell your children about, because this is the day that the noble metal surpassed $800 an ounce. Although it didn't end up there, still a big day. Haven't seen $800 on gold since 1980. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. This is The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, and it looks a little different today, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. The reason the webpage is different is because the host has far too much time in his hands and should be outside enjoying the fine Texas weather. Today was a momentous day, as I said, besides the fact that gold stuck its head. Now, that is not the spot month, just to be accurate. It was the most actively traded month that stuck its head over $800, but still a momentous day. Let's check out what happened today. Great anticipation for what the Fed was going to do. Wall Street was, well, it was interesting to say the least. The day started off with uncertainty. The street was a little nervous. They didn't know what the Fed was going to do because all the numbers that were coming out this morning were rather good. GDP up substantially for the fourth quarter. As a matter of fact, it is a guesstimate. It's not a real number. So they discounted that. They looked at other indices that came out and they said to themselves, the economy is doing too good. Maybe they won't cut interest rates. So the market was in a dilemma. Couldn't figure out what to do. And as the day wore on, the Dow started to sink as disappointment started to set in. As traders thought, uh-oh, we baked in a quarter point increase. We may not even get that. And then to their relief, the announcement came, a quarter point across the board cut. There was jubilation on Wall Street. And then they got kind of nervous because they read into what the Fed was saying. There's inflation. They worried about inflation. There was a Fed governor who dissented against giving the cut. What are they saying? Well, we don't know. So what did they do? They do what Wall Street did. They threw caution to the wind and they bought the market. We'll have that for you when we return.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for Wednesday. Usually this time we are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles will be joining us at the bottom of the hour because of the momentous day that we have witnessed in the financial markets. A plethora of interesting stuff, no doubt. Now, as ugly as it sounds, and you've got to follow closely here, the government reported that inflation was at a 4-decade low in the third quarter, primarily because imported oil prices have risen to a new record today, established at $95 a barrel. Figure that one out. And if you don't understand that, welcome to the confusing world of national income accounting, where up sometimes is down and where sometimes 1 + 1 can equal absolutely zero. Yes, my friend, the economy really didn't grow at 3.9%. That was a guesstimate. It will be revised down substantially come the first quarter. And inflation really wasn't 0.8%. And the numbers that were reported today weren't as good as they looked. You see, when reporting on gross domestic product, or as I like to say, GDP, otherwise known as generally dumb public, and this proves apropos at this point, the government counts up all the economic activity in the country, including consumer spending, business and residential investment, government spending and investment. Always an interesting phrase. Then it adds all the exports and subtracts all the imports, and the final total is what they call the GDP. It's nuts. It is completely nuts. Anyway, let's report the figures to you. Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 137 points to close at 13,930. NASDAQ up 42 points. 2,859. Can 5,000 be far off? S&P 500 up 18 at 1,549. In the metals complex, gold in New York closed up $7.30 at $793.20. It closed on its high of the day. Its low was $783.60. Silver up 11 cents at $14.47. Platinum up $3 at $1,445. Palladium up $2 at $373. Currently in Asian trading, gold continues to soar, up $4.50 at $797. Spot gold is $3 away from breaking $800 an ounce. Silver up 9 cents at $14.51. Is $20 silver that far away? I don't think so. As for oil, as we mentioned, soaring. But there's no inflation. Closing at $95.62, uncharted territory. And as for the U.S. dollar, well, the Fed sent the message. In order to save the real estate, In order to save Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Citibank, and J.P. Morgan, we threw the dollar under the bus. Dollar index closing down 23 basis points at 76.50. Watching this today was an education in misinformation. The ability of the suits to take really, really bad news and turn it into positive news. I mean, this, and I was beside myself listening to some of these people. Some of these people were actually not even concerned about $95 oil. Well, that's okay. People accept $4 a gallon gasoline. It won't affect anything. Besides, the government tells us inflation is only at 0.8%. And look how well the economy is doing. This should have set the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity bouncing off the ceiling. Look at all this good news that's out there. It's those Democrats out there who says the world's coming to an end. Please give me a break. The news out today was so bad it was almost mind-boggling in all its proportions. The cover-up that is going on in order to save the largest financial institutions in the United States is mind-boggling in all its proportions. What the Fed did today was not done for you and me. It was not done to save the beleaguered subprime mortgage holders. What the Fed did today was an attempt to forestall the inevitable financial implosion that's coming at some point in time. I don't know when it's going to happen. But the CEO, obviously, of Merrill Lynch is now humbled into retirement with a severance package in the region of $168 million. So you don't really have to feel sorry for him, the fact that he lost his job. But think about this. This is a man that's the CEO of this large investment house who loses, we are told, $9 billion. That's $9,000 million. And he gets rewarded with $160 million severance pay. This is almost as insane as giving Paul Bremer America's highest civilian award because of the wonderful job he did in firing the Iraqi army and causing, obviously, what we are dealing with now, complete total mayhem in the Middle East. You can't even explain the idiocy of what we are dealing with today. And for people that aren't paying attention, or people who have just a cursory glance at what is going on in the financial markets, these people are going to be lambs to the slaughter. I mean, all you heard on CNBC today was the fact that, oh, look, Google's going to $700 an ounce. They never mentioned that gold just blew through 800, first time since 1980. They never mentioned that Well, you know, $95 oil could translate into $4 gasoline in the not-too-distant future, which will completely decimate the economy because everything moves on the road. There's nothing you can touch, smell, that is not somehow connected to the petroleum industry. Everything is going to rise in price dramatically. If you think people and corporations are going to take the pain of higher gas prices, you're kidding yourselves. Now, let me tell you about something else that's amazing. Now, I'm not saying I was the one that caused it. I think there were just a number of people like myself who have done a little bit of homework into what the U.S. Mint is producing right now. Last night, our special on this very network was the 2007 half-ounce American Gold Eagle, your common garden half-ounce gold coin for $429. Well, you can forget about $429. $429 is long gone, my friends. That ain't coming back anytime soon. Right now, let me check. Don't want to misquote anything, as I have a tendency to do from time to time. Half ounce American Gold Eagle, $437. That is not the 2007 American Gold Eagle. If you want to buy an American Gold Eagle stamped 2007, today it's going to cost you $457. Yes, somewhere overnight someone tacked on $20 on the 07 U.S. Eagles because I guess a lot of people looked at the numbers and saw that the U.S. Mint had only produced 25,000 half-ounce American Gold Eagles and everybody pounced on it. The same goes, by the way, for the one-ounce Silver Eagles. 07s are tough to get. There's big premiums coming on 07s. Why? Because it's a small mintage. Now, I remember I did the same thing last year, this time. We looked at the mintages for 06 Silver Eagles. And at the time in October of last year, they had sold maybe 8 million Silver Eagles, which was a very low number for the U.S. Mint. And everybody thought, well, if they continue the way that they are for the last 2 months of the year, the 06s are going to be a small mintage year, therefore the premiums will jump. Well, we only get the final figures at the end of December. And to everybody's shock and amazement, the U.S. Mint sold 1.5 million Silver Eagles in December. In other words, everybody cottoned on to the small mintage number, and everybody piled in, and unfortunately the 06s don't have a substantially higher premium than any of the other previous years, except for the 1996. So this is a strange world in which we live. Rather bizarre, if you will. And where are we going from here? Well, all I can tell you is we're in uncharted territory. Listen to me when I say this to you. We are $5 away from $100 oil. We're $3 away from $800 gold. And the government wants to tell you that inflation is 0.8%, that the economy grew at 3.9%. And if you want to believe that, then you also want to believe we're going to have a great Christmas and everybody's going to spend lots of money and everybody's going to be happy, happy, happy.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. But today was a momentous day, as we have mentioned, already dealing with the bogus reports coming out of the government that got Wall Street all beside itself. So the question is, gold's going to soar $3 tomorrow. You can almost take that to the bank. Pushing spot gold over $800 an ounce, where is it going to from here? Well, we're in uncharted territory, my friend. I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea. I rely on other people to point the way to which the noble metal is headed. Precious metals trading company Hindi Capital has launched a hedge fund which will solely invest in gold and gold-related securities because it believes gold is one of the most deeply undervalued assets. And although gold in London yesterday hit a high of $794.40 an ounce, a co-fund manager, Ben Davis, explained that while the asset is high on a nominal closing basis, on an inflation-adjusted basis, it should really be trading around $1,800 to $2,000 an ounce. For whatever that's worth. And there's no question. Gold should be. I mean, think about this. If analysts jointly decided that Google was undervalued by $1,000 a share, in other words, if analysts thought in their wildest dreams that Google should be selling for $1,700 a share, trust me, it would be wall-to-wall coverage. All these analysts wanting to boost their portfolio and their prestige on Wall Street would be getting FaceTime on CNBC touting their inner wisdom about where they see the price of Google going. Do you think there's one single analyst, one single talking head in the financial community that has come out and stated definitively that gold at $800 is severely undervalued? Ha! Of course they wouldn't. Because if they did, it would mean that everything else they said is a lie. Because $1,800 gold represents double-digit inflation, my friends, which is where it is, for goodness sake. Don't take my word for it. Just look at your utility bills. Look at your grocery bills. Compare it to where it was a year ago. Then come back and tell me that it's risen 0.8%. I don't even believe that inflation is running at 10%. I think currently, based on my own personal observations and my own finances, I think inflation is running somewhere south of 15%. I will tell you a survey I have been conducting secretly for the last few days. I've been taking note of how much it cost me to drive from Scottsdale, Arizona, the white enclave of America, to Round Rock, Texas. And I've been keeping accurate records. We'll see what the return journey costs. The only thing that I think is going to remain constant is the price of a cheeseburger. And why is this happening? It's happening for a lot of reasons. And all the reasons that nobody wants to admit to. Failure of U.S. foreign policy. No, not a failure. A complete diabolical failure of U.S. foreign policy. The worst blunder in American history. Think about that statement. Having severe consequences on the U.S. ability to borrow from foreigners to pay for the lavish spending not only of government but consumers as well. These foreign investors, these institutions, these countries, these private individuals, they ain't stupid. You don't make a lot of money by being stupid. They know what side the bread is buttered. They can see which direction the dollar is headed. They know exactly what Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve is doing today is nothing more than an attempt to protect the big financial institutions of the United States, because they know as well that if a Merrill Lynch goes down, if a J.P. Morgan goes down, if a Citibank goes down, chaos and mayhem will spread through the financial markets like a wildfire, destroying everything in its path, sucking everything up as it rolls through. No, this is not doom and gloom, my friends. This is just reality we're talking about here. This is the facts of life. And those that naively think that oil is going to stop at $100 a barrel, forget it. Is it the price of oil that's rising, or is the purchasing power of the dollar that's declining? You make the call. When we return, complete change of subject. And we talk to Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday, and it's a great pleasure once again to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. How are you doing, sir? Make it back safely?
I made it back safely, and I guess you did too, Robbie.
Well, yeah, I didn't have as far to drive. I only had 90 miles to go to get to get to Round Rock.
Round Rock?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, just to bring folks up to speed, last Sunday I joined Charles down in San Antonio at Chuck Hagee's palatial estate, and it truly is a palatial estate. While Charles was standing guard outside the church, I was inside listening to Mr. Hagee's Watergate speech, And just so you know, Charles, as I said on the radio, and I mentioned it to you when I came out before we ran into that rather irate policeman who thought that I was going to cause a three-car pileup because they were traveling at 1 mile an hour, but that's neither here nor there.
He was an off-duty employee of the church.
Well, no wonder he didn't like me.
Yeah, that uniform was not the San Antonio uniform. That was some other uniform.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains his, well, had I known that, I wouldn't have been as polite as I was.
You're very courteous.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've learned my lesson from being lippy to people with official uniforms on.
Well, that just fit the pattern of the day, anyway,
as I said to you, and as I said to the listeners, my experience of watching Mr. Hagee, I can fully understand his appeal to the people. He is, without question, most probably one of the finest. I think I'm going to give them a new name. I think I'm going to call them Amway Christians.
Yeah.
Because it was akin to an Amway convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I could even go so far as to saying, this is very cultish. Am I off the mark?
No, it's a charismatic business of entertaining people. Entertainment's a big part of it, of course. And business is the proper term because you're dealing with a multi-million dollar business there.
Oh, there's no question.
And not only that, but this is not a business that he was elected to be the president of or something like that. He started this himself. It's John Hagee's business. It was nothing when he started it. He built it himself from scratch. And whatever millions and multi-millions are there and enormous properties and assets are all his, basically, all under his wing. We have the plat maps of the of that enormous facility. He owns ground there that he has platted out because he doesn't have anything to do with it for sale to others. It's all tax exempt. It's all off the tax rolls. None of those policemen who were there around John Hagee's place, their salaries are not supported in any way by that land, even though they have to come there and serve the interests of the owners of that property. That property is off the tax rolls, like unlike any other property around there. All the other property pays taxes. That does not pay a nickel towards supporting the police force or any of the utilities or other services that the city provides.
And that must be, I don't know, I'm not good at estimating size, but I have to say that was 100 acres.
It's a big parcel. I've got the plat maps. We had to have them because that's how we determine where we can be. And it's a big parcel, and there's a broadcast facility on it that's enormous with an 80-foot broadcast tower and a big domed huge dish. So it is a big facility, and I'm sure what went on inside was very interesting and extremely impressive because it keeps, I think, some 11,000 or maybe many more. I forgot the membership, but they keep a very large membership, very busy in there.
And he's very ingratiating towards his audience. He identified, obviously, and a number of the top contributors to his church. I believe one of the gentlemen was one man who started, and I forget the chain of grocery stores here in Texas, but whatever the biggest one is, he's a major contributor. To Mr. Hagee, he sought recognition for another gentleman who says he's been coming to the church for 40 years, hasn't become a member, but they forgive him because he ties so well. And he comes off very folksy, and he ingratiates the audience with he has a certain sense of humor.
Very expert sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, cultured sense of humor. Very carefully cultured sense of humor.
And the message...
My wife comments the same thing that you did.
Yeah, and the message... And although he doesn't push... well, at this particular sermon, he didn't push Israel in any way, shape, or form. The only Jewish reference was to a friend of his, and he was telling a story about who was a Holocaust survivor. But unmistakably, as you walk into the church, there's no question for his support of Israel because there's that huge plaque outside the church that states as much. And when you get inside the church...
Which is misquoted, praying for the peace of Israel, right. It's about, which is really praying for the peace of Jerusalem is the way it reads. And everybody would pray for that. So.
And then, obviously, his book has got a wide access when you walk into the church. And the books and the CDs and the videos and this and that and the colorful woman in the colorful dresses running around singing Ava Nagila, a very festive.
Oh, Ava Nagila.
Yeah.
Well, that does sound a little Israeli.
Yeah.
I guess he got his point across, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't know they sang Ava Nagila at the morning services.
Yes.
I can just see it, though. I can hear it ring.
You know, and the
only problem with all of it is that out of it all comes this terrible abuse of Scripture,
yep.
Which results in an unequivocal support, not for the state of Israel. Really, We Holy Truth doesn't care if he supports the state of Israel. It's up to him. We don't care if he goes there. But we don't want to see people misled into sending their children over there to fight against Arabs, kill Arabs for the state of Israel, and that's really what it amounts to. And Robbie, I just heard a very disturbing poll, a Zogby poll,
yes.
Was taken. Maybe you've read it.
Yep.
According to Mr. Zogby, who has Arab heritage, so you'd think that he would be a little sensitive to the kind of polls he takes, but 52% of the American people, according to this poll, said that they would favor a bombing attack on Iran, 52%, and 53% said that they expected this to happen. A separate question, but they expected it to happen before the president's term ran out.
You know the really sad thing of the 52% of Americans, according to that Zogby poll that supported bombing Iran, I guarantee you 99.9% of them wouldn't be able to point out Iran on a map.
That's true, Robbie. And of those 52%, you know that a very large percent are among the some 100 million, maybe the number is so big now, maybe 100 million Judeo-Christians who go to churches or are influenced by the big broadcasting network of people like John Hagee. So a large part of that 52, where does that 52% come from? One of the news commentators was sort of amazed. He was saying that only 27% now are supportive of George W. Bush's war in Iraq. How do they get 52% who would support bombing Iran? The answer is a large part of it has to, the biggest hunk of it has to be coming out of the Judeo-Christian churches.
Oh, sure.
But I wanted to point something out about that poll that maybe you noticed or didn't notice. It sounds like the way the question was asked, there was a caveat hung on to it, and we're not hearing the caveat that said 52% would favor bombing Iran, and then here's the caveat, in order to prevent them from obtaining nuclear weapons. In order to prevent them from obtaining nuclear weapons. So that is a vastly different question than do you support bombing Iran?
Sure. Well, pollsters usually phrase questions in order to elicit the result that they actually want to get. So
yeah.
maybe Zogby is trying to put out this poll in order to shock people
Maybe Zogby has joined really the forces
of darkness
and is actually helping him. One or the other, which is a shock, and I wanted to point it out because when I saw this poll, it did shock me that 52% would come out and say yes, we should start another war. But it's a much different question, and that's probably the reason that it got that big a result.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I got there probably, I don't know what time it was most probably around about 9 o'clock. I had to drive around that parking lot to find a place to park. the parking lot was jammed full.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there were thousands of people there. There was yourself and I think five other people. I may have missed one. But there were, in other words, there were six people standing and you were relegated to the island far away from the entrance into the parking lot. How do you do it all the time without getting disappointed with the level of support? Because you know what you're doing is the right thing to do. But when you are dealing with so overwhelming numbers, what makes you keep on doing what you do every opportunity that you get to demonstrate against these Amway Christians?
Well, of course, every one of these vigils requires us to deal with the desire of the people inside not to have us there. And you'd think that with 11,000 people attending, they would just say, let them be there. Who cares? Give them some water. Make sure they don't steal the flag. But that's not the way they do it. In the case of Mr. Hagee, what they did is they have a system. It actually involved about three different efforts. They have their off-duty police. The first thing the off-duty police do is tell us we can't be there. They, of course, work for Mr. Hagee. Therefore, we expect that. We respond by telling them, no, we can be on the public ground. We go with plat maps, so we knew exactly where the plats were. His fortress is extremely difficult to get close to because it's surrounded by parking lots, and, of course, we can't go into parking lots. So we have to go on public right-of-ways, which are sidewalks or marked or recorded right-of-ways. And we actually carry a plat map of his property. That's why we know what his property looks like, is we have a map of it. We had it there with us. Nevertheless, the Hagee people actually tell us we can't go on the public sidewalks. They invent reasons why we can't. When we do anyway, we go on the public sidewalks anyway, or in the right-of-way that you described, which is a boulevard across the street. The reason we were there is it's elevated. It's about 4 feet higher than the street. And by standing on it with big signs, you can make the sign seen by people who are going in and out of the facility. So our objective is to have people who are going in and out of the place able to see that we're there. And that's basically what it's all about. And that's really all it takes to upset the Hagee people or any of these Judeo-Christian churches. For instance, Hagee has bodyguards. We call them the Men in Black. There were three that we saw.
Yes, I saw there a couple.
And you saw them there. Yep. They wear black suits. And yep. Some of them wear black shirts, and they were the portly fellows. They looked like kind of clones of John Hagee. And they didn't talk to us. They stood back and controlled things. One of them carried a big ring of keys. And they talk to the police, and they tell the police what they want the police to do. We went through three rounds with these. Well, you weren't there. The first round was with the off-duty police who told us we couldn't be there. We ignored them, went where we wanted to go. The second round was when they sent out a unnamed kind of a, I guess he was Mr. Muscle. We call him Mr. Muscle. He came out to physically remove the big sign that we had closest to Hagee's entrance, which said, Apostate Church, Christ followers must not kill. It's 8 feet long, it's 36 feet square sign, yellow and black like a school bus, and very prominent, and it could be seen by anybody who walked in the south door, the big main door, I guess, of that place. And that was the primary thing that we had our quarrel with Mr. Hagee over, was they wanted us off that sidewalk, and we wanted to stay. And they actually sent out a guy to tear it down, and he put his hands on our property, and we promptly called 911. And so I don't remember if they were there when you finally came out of the second service, or did you go to the first service or the second?
Yeah, no, that was the first one.
First service.
Yeah.
But we then had four squad cars come with the red lights flashing, and they stayed for a long time. So we had a lot of company, and there was a big debate over whether we could stay or not. We stayed, and Hagee's people thought of reasons why we had to go, such as we were a traffic diversion. Yeah. And, of course, we would interrupt traffic, as someone accused you of doing.
Yes, crossing
the street. But we stayed, and so it is a fight to stay there. I'll finish the story.
We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back. Wrap it all up.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
My friends, we are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and if you would like to get hold of Charles Carlson, I suggest you grab a pen and piece of paper, and before the segment's out, we'll give you the address and the telephone numbers. you wanted to finish, sir?
Yes, you asked the question, how we keep from being discouraged. Of course, we enjoy a good fight. And so scrapping it out and having the cops get involved. And
but what stops you from getting disappointed?
What keeps us from getting disappointed is this is a mission activity. And God does not require you to win every fight in a mission activity. In fact, he doesn't require you to win any. He just requires you to do what's right. And so we just think about doing what's right. And the fact that some of the people there with us used to go to that church and came out of that church themselves. Two of the people there were members of that church who no longer are members. So we're there to reach a very small minority in that church that sees through the cultism that's inside that church and has a chance of getting out. And that's the purpose of our being there with any church, is to reach out to the few sheep inside who are willing to see through the false shepherd and have a chance of getting out. And so we're there to show them that there are people who think they should get out.
It is a cult. I mean,
it's a cult.
There is no, I mean, that's hence the term, yep. Amway Christians.
It's a good term. Now, the other thing is that we see all kinds of signs that people are getting out. Bill Hybel started a thing called Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago, which is a much bigger church than Hagee's. I don't even know what the membership is. It's enormous. And they've spawned 1,200 additional churches. And Hybel recently delivered a speech in which he talked about war and told he talked about the realism of just war theory and pacifism. And he implored the members of his congregation to examine their own thinking and then try to square it with the Bible. In other words, he told them exactly what the opposite of what Hagee says. See if the Bible really tells you that you should support war. And then he proceeded to tell them that he himself is now a pacifist. So this was his way of expressing it. And this is the leader of maybe the largest and most progressive, one of the most successful international religious organizations anywhere. We see a lot of other signs of this, people who are actually turning from the obvious brutality of the warring that people like Hagee are for. They're horrified by what Hagee is saying, but they just don't know how to square it with their own church, and they're fighting with that. Scott McKnight, evangelical theologian at North Park University in Chicago, said, "It's the biggest change in the evangelical movement at the end of the 20th century, a new kind of Christian social conscience." He's reflecting the evangelical Covenant Church, which was a movement started by Don Wagner. So there is a movement going on in Christian churches that is moving against the theology of killing and war.
Well,
and we're trying to do our little part. So
well,
that's why we don't get discouraged.
Well, God bless you
and
for
besides,
that.
Besides, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we really had fun.
It was. If you want to get hold of Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries, just go to their website, WHTT.org. And once again, thanks, sir, and sorry about the short interview
it was
segment.
Very interesting to hear your market analysis today.
Yes, it was a big day on Wall Street, that's for sure. Thank you once again. And to one and all, we'll do this all again tomorrow, same time, same bat station. Till then, see you. Bye.